Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Let's make a joyful noise in this house today. Hallelujah. How grateful I am to be with you this morning. As always, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be with you today as we study the Word of God, and I am excited. It is a good word. As a women's ministry leader and director, I am excited. We are in the book of Ruth today, and wow, is all I can say. I love the book of Ruth. Ruth is one of those unique women that are in the lineage of Christ. And say, you go, girl. Hallelujah. We are blessed and highly favored to be sons and daughters of God. And our word this morning, as far as our title, is going to be coming out of Psalms. You know, as I was reading the Psalms this morning, this word just stuck out in my spirit. We get so caught up in this little membrane behind our teeth. It can get us in all kinds of trouble. But because of God and his grace and his mercy toward us, we are made whole. We are made complete. We are God's children. And he loves us so very, very much. You know, and I love this word this morning. And it says, why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. And as we go through the book of Ruth this morning, we'll be in Ruth chapter 1 and chapter 2 today, and then we'll be in chapter 3 and chapter 4 on tomorrow. And, wow, and then on Friday, we'll be starting in Samuel, another great book. I happen to love the Old Testament. You know, I love the New Testament. I love our Savior. I love the mercy that comes in the New Testament. I love everything about the New Testament. I might disagree with some of the things that Paul says, but I still love the Word. But the Old Testament, through adversity, through everything that was thrown at them, they made it through. Though you slay me, they made it through. They made it through. Through the wilderness for 40 years, they made it through. Through wickedness and witness, they made it through. Through the destruction and the rebuilding, they made it through. Even when they would mess up, they would cry out to God and he would hear them. Because he said already, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always. What a mighty we serve. So let's get started in our word today. And we're going to go over Ruth a little bit, and we're going to go into Psalms and Proverbs and New Testament. We're still in the book of Luke. And I'm excited because what? I get giddy for Jesus and I get all excited over the word because it is so good. Oh, my goodness. I'm all excited, y'all. So let's get to praying and let's get to working and let's go to work because this is what I do for God and I love it. I love my job. Hallelujah. That's what we got to say. I love my job. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning all excited for your word, Lord God, which touches my heart, my mind, my spirit. I am so excited today, Lord God. You have given me a voice to speak. You have put a pep in my foot. I love your word, oh God. And I thank you for giving us this basic instruction before leaving earth, because I know one day we will be with you. We will sup with you. We will sit at your feet. We will sit at the feet of the Savior. Lord God, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the baptism in water. I thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for everything in my life. I just thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for allowing me to come to work for you, to read your word, to teach your word, to love your word. Lord God, please increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight. For Father God, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for watching over me all through the night that I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. With my mind stayed on Jesus. Father God, let this word penetrate hearts, minds, and spirits. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name, amen, 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 giving honor to the Most High God. And as always, I am now coming out of this Know Your Bible, and it is a little Bible, a little tiny book that explains all 66 books in 10 words. So we're going to do Ruth in 10 words, and the 10 words are loyal daughter-in-law, love, and care. Can y'all say that with me? Loyal daughter-in-law pictures God's faithfulness, love, and care. And this is what it says. It says, Ruth, author, not stated. Some suggest that it's Samuel. The date of Ruth is Ruth, the great-grandmother of King David, who reigned approximately from 110 to 970 B.C., probably lived around 1100 B.C. And these are some details, that we'll go over in the book of Ruth. It says, Ruth, a Gentile woman, marries into a Jewish family. When all the men of the family die, Ruth shows loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, staying with her and scavenging food to keep them alive. As Ruth gleans barley in a field of the wealthy Boaz, he takes an interest in her and orders his workers to watch over her. Naomi recognizes Boaz as her late husband's relative and encourages Ruth to pursue him as a kinsman redeemer, one who weds a relative's widow to continue a family line. Boaz marries Ruth, starting a prominent family. And we know that she, again, is in the lineage of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I get all excited and giddy over that. You know, one of five women named in the New Testament in the lineage. Because women were not named. It was only men. And this one begot that one, and that one begot that one. Like the men begot them sons and daughters all by themselves, but mostly all sons. But we know there were some daughters in there too. But it goes on to state, this one begot, that one begot, you know, but we know that Ruth begot Boaz as a husband. Come on now. She got him because he fell in love with that Gentile woman. And she was obedient to her mother-in-law. And then it goes on to tell us that whether thou goest, I will go, the quotable from Ruth. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Thy God, my God. Our God became her God. Hallelujah. Our her God became our God. This is a unique and unusual. Ruth, from the pagan land of Moab, marries a Jewish man and becomes the great-grandmother of Israel's greatest king, David, and an ancestor of Jesus Christ. So what? We can trust God to provide what we need when we need it and to work out our lives in ways that are better. Excuse me. Something in my throat. Lives in ways that are better than we ever imagined. You know, I devil mad because I'm all giddy and excited about this word. But you know what? We are not going to worry. I'm not going to stress. That's why God gave us water. Hallelujah. So I'm taking a drink. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Father, for living water. Thank you for physical water. Thank you, God, for just being who you are. You are so good, and I am so grateful to be your daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, this morning for his grace and for his mercy. For he good and his mercy endures forever and all time. And for those that are needing to give the number out to someone, it's 213-943-3597. 213-943-3597. I am grateful. And when you're grateful, God understands and hears you. We get so caught up in our world today that we forget to just thank God for waking us up. We forget that there are those that are having a Ruth and Naomi moment in our world, that are struggling, that are going through. But understand that even when we whine and complain, and I can be a whiner too, that God is with us continually, watching over us continually, holding us up when we want to fall continually. All we have to do is have faith and believe in him. So let's get in our word. Today we are in the book of Ruth chapter 1. We're going to read the word. And our goal on this blog is to read the entire Bible in 1 year. January 1, we started in Genesis chapter 1, and God willing, and I like to say I'm a Kentucky girl, the creek don't rise, we will be on December 31st, finishing up Revelations chapter 22, verse 21. And, you know, I love the way the Bible ends. And it is the grace of our Lord, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And as we all know, if we go back to Genesis chapter 1, the highlightable, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bam. We start with in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and we end with a prayer. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that is our goal for this year, is to get through the entire word 1 year. And we are coming out of, and I highly recommend having this Bible in your arsenal, in your word, in your daily word, meditation, arsenal, this book. And it is the Bible, and it is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible. biblical principles for each day of the year. I am coming out of the New King James Version so that my King James readers can follow easily. I am just so grateful to Dr. Stanley for writing this book. So, and when I say writing this book, he didn't write the Bible, but he wrote the commentary and the meditation and the life lessons, the life examples, the life questions that I like to go over, and they are awesome. So I tell you, again, I'm not being paid by In Touch Ministries to hawk this Bible. I am just being inspired by God to give kudos to a great man of God who has truly blessed me with his life lessons and life examples. And I pray that they bless you as well. So let's get in our word this morning. And our word again is coming out of Ruth chapter 1. And it says this: Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. And they were members of Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Then she arose and with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband." So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be a husband? Turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you restrain yourselves from having a husband? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the land hand of the Lord has gone out against me." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods, returned after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. People shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." Whew! That is powerful. Let's continue. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they had come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" But But she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning barley harvest. That word, that highlightable of Ruth, how many mothers have daughter-in-laws that they love like that and who love them like that? I can honestly say I was so blessed to have a mother-in-law who loved me like that, who told me, you call me mama. I am not Miss Ann, I am mama. And my father-in-law to this day, I'll call him daddy, our dad, because he also loved me like that and still does. I understand, Naomi, when you lose a husband of 32 years, you understand a Naomi. I'm blessed to have my sons still with me. I'm blessed that God gave me an awesome daughter-in-law. Not a daughter-in-law, she's a daughter of my heart. She is my godson's wife. She is my daughter. She is my friend. She is the daughter that God blessed me with because he knew I needed a daughter. I understand how Naomi felt having Ruth in her life. And I shout out my daughter of my heart, Kellyanne. God even gave her my mother-in-law's middle name. Come on now. Tell me what God can't do. I understand her pain of Naomi. But I also can understand the hope of a future for Ruth. We cannot give up. We got to stand up and say, Lord, I love you. And I know you are with me. I know you will never leave me. Don't allow the enemy to come in and take your peace and take your joy. I did at one point in my life, but I thank God for revival of the spirit. I thank God for the water that I had to go into. I had to be baptized. I had never in over 50 years been baptized. I had never gone into the water. I had not been submerged. And if I was, I was so little, I don't remember. But I thank my pastor, Jesse Herring, for allowing me to be baptized. Before I could go into ministry, I had to be baptized. God put it in my spirit, even gave me the date that I had to be baptized. I had to be born again before I could call me to do. So I had to go in the water. And I remember being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Couldn't stop speaking in tongues. Couldn't stop the tears. Couldn't stop. Just hit my spirit. And I just talked with God for hours because I couldn't stop. Asked me what we were talking about. I couldn't tell you. But I believe it was God saying, now you're ready. Now you're ready to do the assignment I have called you to do. It's the word to women, to those that are in need, to be a blessing as I bless you. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm thankful and I'm blessed because this is what life lessons, and I thank Dr. Stanley for Ruth chapter 1, verse 6. She had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Wondrous indeed is the grace of our God who never forsakes the wanderer, but draws and restores with cords of love. Ooh, hallelujah. Naomi sowing in the midst of suffering. Ruth chapter 1, verses 11 through 22. As Naomi looked at the shambles of her life, she could see only a barren field of sorrow, yet she clung to the roots of hope. Even though my sons and husband are gone, she may have thought perhaps in my life, but God had not abandoned her. And in time, Naomi reaped a rich, unexpected yield of love. Her daughter-in-law, Ruth, looked tenderly into Naomi's face and declared with her firm commitment to stay with her, even all the way to death. Naomi placed her faith in the Lord, and he provided for her. Whatever situation you face, the Lord is with you and can sustain you. Though there may be no fruit now, the grains of love and faithfulness you have scattered will produce a rich harvest. Will you persevere as Naomi did and sow in the midst of suffering? I'm grateful for my godson and daughter. Hallelujah. I am grateful for those young people who have brought grandchildren into my life. I am grateful for those wonderful children that I love as if they came from my body. And why can I do that? It's because somebody loved me the same way. I thank God for Lillian and Henry Anderson, who helped my mother raise me. I am grateful for my Aunt Liv, who said, I will step in and help you. I am grateful for my Uncle Henry, who stepped in and raised me. You've got to step out of your box and help those that are in need. Ruth could have stayed in Moab. She could have been fine. She would have probably, because she was probably beautiful, would have found a husband immediately, would not have had to walk through the desert to get to Judah with Naomi, would have been just fine wherever she was. But she chose love for this woman, this mother, to her. We got to choose love and understand love has nothing to do with blood. It has everything to do with, do you have a heart open to receive? Because God will give you what you need, and what you may have may be what that person that he sends into your life needs too. God knew I needed parents, and he sent them. And my parents wanted a child, and my mother shared me with them. So I thank God for my mother as well. Thanking God, this is that Mother's Day month. I thank God for my mothers. I thank God for Evelyn. I thank God for Lillian, and I thank God for Anna, for Annaline. I thank God for those mothers that he gave me, my biological mother, my godmother and auntie, and my mother-in-law. So I am grateful, and I get emotional because I think about how good God is. You got to thank God, and I say this to all of you out there. If you have a living mother, call your mom. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened last week. I don't care what happened 25 years ago. Call your mother, because when she's not here, you're going to miss her. You're going to want her in your life. Daughter-in-law, quit fighting with your mother-in-law. Love them as if they're your mother, just like Ruth loved Naomi as her own mother. Because that mother-in-law has accepted you into her family as her daughter. Treat her as you would treat your mother. And watch God. Treat her better than you treat your mother, especially if your mother and you are estranged. Forgive. Forgive and let whatever was in the past go, because you will be hurting one day when you start thinking about what could have been, would have been, should have been. We got to love. And as we continue, it says there in chapter 2, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth and the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him, in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, it is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued from morning until now, though she rested a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Ooh, I say that man knows this Lord God, don't he? He's a man of faith. Come on now. And then it goes on to say, then she said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, come here and eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some back. And when she arose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it, she may glean, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out what she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley. Then she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back, and after she had been satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you. So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, the man's name with whom I work today is Boaz. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. And Naomi said to her, this man is a relative of ours, one of our close relatives. Ruth the Moabite said, he also said to me, you shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field. So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest, wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. And I love this word today. And it says, Ruth chapter 2, some life lessons. the Almighty has afflicted me. I'm sorry, that was from chapter 1, verse 21, and this is Naomi again. And she said, hardship has a way of prompting us to believe that God has turned against us, even though we can see no reason for it. But God is good, and he knows how to turn sad stories into joyful ones. Chapter 2, verse 1. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Boaz had wealth but no wife. Ruth had poverty and no husband. Both demonstrated their commitment to God by their lives and by such people. God loves to take deficits and turn them into unbelievable assets. Oh, God is good. Ruth chapter 2, verse 15. Let her glean even among the sheaves and do not reproach her. Boaz did not act so generously to Ruth because he knew what was coming. He acted generously because he had made generosity a habit. He who has a generous eye will be blessed. Proverbs 22, verse 9. The highlightable. He who has a generous eye will be blessed. Ruth chapter 2, verse 22. Blessed be ye of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead. Although a discouraged believer may say foolish and rash things while in pain, God's grace within remains and erupts into praise when he once more shows his favor. Even this shows his goodness. And let's get into our Psalms, which is where our word comes from this morning. And it is Psalms chapter 52, verses 1 through 5. And this is what it says to the chief musician, a contemplation of David when Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul and said to him, David has gone to the house of Amalek. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man, continually? And that is our title today. The goodness of God endures continually. Did God not endure for Naomi and Ruth? And we'll get to our Luke chapter very shortly, and you'll see, again, the goodness of God endures continually. And this is what verse 2 says, your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all divine words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The power of death and life is in this little membrane behind our teeth. And I say this, when you don't have anything nice to say, keep it behind your teeth. Keep your tongue behind your teeth if you don't have anything good to say. Sometimes we need to just be quiet and listen and speak kindness and love. Get those fruits of the Spirit in your tongue and understand it will be a sweet taste in your mouth. Don't allow the enemy to put all the nastiness. Your tongue devises destruction. Uh-uh. Like a sharp razor working deceitfulness. Uh-uh. You love evil more than good. Let's say to that nasty little tongue. Lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all divine words. You deceitful tongue. We don't want a deceitful tongue. We want a righteous tongue. And this is what Proverbs 15, verses 4 and 5 say. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness is in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instructions, but he who receives correction is prudent. You know, if you're being corrected, you got to learn how to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You cannot walk around, I don't know, they are going to tell me what to do. When you mess up, clean up. I may have a lot of cleaning to do in my life, but one thing I will not do is when I mess up, not say, apologize. You got to apologize. Because none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And God is a God that will correct us. He will send someone to correct you. We got to be willing to accept correction, just like we accept praise. God is like that. He loves us. What did our word say today? The goodness of God endures continually. And let's get into our New Testament words, and then the lines will be open for comment. And Luke chapter 19, verse 28, 48 says, when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he went to, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where you are to enter, you will find a colt tied. No one has ever said, loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosening the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosening the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they drew their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't play. Now, as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you especially, in this your day, the things that make for your, but now they are hidden from your eyes, for days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the house sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. What a word this morning. I'm filled up, y'all. I am truly filled up. And this is a life lesson. And it says in Luke 19:44, you did not know the time of your visitation. How is it that the vast majority of people alive in Jesus' day did not realize that they were in the presence of God in the flesh? More to the point, do we realize that when God is doing something special in our midst, the goodness of God endures continually? We have to remember that. The goodness of God endures continually. Our Father will never leave us or forsake us. His word. And God's word is true yesterday, today, and forevermore. We can always depend on the word of God. Always depend on the word of God. I love this word this morning. And we are done. This is all I have today. But I just say to God be the glory for this great and mighty word this morning. Ruth, mighty woman of God, a true woman of faith, a true woman of God, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. She made a vow, and we all know that when you make a vow, you cannot break it. If you vow anything to God, you cannot break that vow. If you say, Lord, I'm going to fast for these 7 days, and you don't fast for vow, you cannot break vows to God. We all understand, you know, as we have read all through this word, you know, that you cannot do it. Even mighty men of God who said, you know, Lord, if you give me this, I will do. And understand that what you have to do may be something that just breaks you down, breaks your heart, tears you up. We've seen it all through great battle, but you promise God that the first one coming out of your house, you will sacrifice. The first thing coming out of your house, you will sacrifice to God. And the thing that comes out is your one and only daughter that you have to sacrifice to God because you made a vow. So I say today, be careful of vows that you make. If you cannot keep it, don't make it. So thanking God again this morning for each of you. If there is anyone who would like to speak, call 213-943-3597 and push the number 1 on your phone. Again, the number to call is 213-943-3597 and push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. Again, so much. We do not have anyone wanting to speak this morning. I thank all of you for listening in today. It has been a fantastic and great word this morning. I am ecstatic, and I am so grateful to God for this mighty word for this month. We are about to come into the month of Mother's Day, and we see a daughter-in-law's love for her mother-in-law. It was a daughter's love for her mother. And I can say this today, love on the daughters that God sends you. And daughters, love on the mothers that God sends you. It's not all the way about blood. It's about love. So thank God for the love that you have. And if your mother is not here, thank God that you had one that loved you. Thank God for the time that you had with them and spent with them. For God is love, and he loves us so much. I thank him every day for the mothers in my life, those that were biological and those that were of the heart. Thank God every day for the mother-in-laws, for the women that adopt you into their family. Thank God every day for his grace and his mercy towards you. Thank God every day that he woke you and gave you breath in your body. Because there's somebody that didn't wake up this morning. There's somebody that does not have goodness in their life. But understand through everything, as I believe it was Andre Crouch saying, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And we must have a through it all in our hearts and in our minds and know that the goodness of God endures continually. He endured for Naomi and Ruth, and he will endure for you and I. Have a blessed day, family. That is all I have. We don't have any callers that want to speak. God is not putting in their heart. And so we're going to pray out. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, I continually pray for you and yours, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your children, grandchildren, great-great-great-all, whatever you may have. May Father God watch over them. May he bless them. May he let his light shine upon them and give them peace, give them grace, give them mercy. For our Father God is good all the time. And remember, as you go through your day, the goodness of God endures continually over you and over me. But before we get out, as we say, what do you say? We got a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And let's see what Sister Carolyn is saying this morning, because she's always on point. And the word for today is this: good morning. When God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor, no matter what others try to do. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And as always, her word is in the spiritual wind, because God knew what I was teaching today when he put this word in her heart. When God decides to bless you, did he not send Ruth and Naomi home? He will cause situations to come together in your favor. Did he not send Ruth or Boaz? No matter what others try to do, did he not make sure that there was wheat to glean, hallelujah, and barley to glean, that Naomi and Ruth would have more than what they needed? God is always there. What it says, the goodness of God endures continually. And as Sister Carolyn said this morning, when God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor. Hallelujah. No matter what others try to do, we all know that God is with us and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will be with us always. He was with us yesterday. He's with us today. And he will be with us forevermore. Have a blessed day, family. As we say, I'm moving forward. It is a wrap. Join me tomorrow as we finish the book of Ruth. Be in Ruth chapter 3 through chapter 4. We will be in Psalm 52, verses 6 through 9. We'll be in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 6 through 7. And we'll be in Luke chapter 20. So thank you so much. Be blessed, family. It is a wrap. It's time to what? It's time to go to work. Each of us have our assignments. Let's go to work for God. Be blessed. It's a wrap.